Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ike Toleno. Government has reassured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel, as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. The Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas chaired a meeting with additional chief secretaries and principal secretaries, food and civil supplies, of all states and union territories to review the fuel supply situation and highlighted the measures taken to ensure adequate availability. States have been directed to prioritize LPG distribution for domestic and essential needs while maintaining strict vigilance against hoarding and diversion. In a statement, the ministry informed that since 23rd March, 3.42 lakh PNG connections have been activated with 3.7 lakh new registrations. Naglan observed Good Friday yesterday with solemnity and deep religious devotion as Christian believers across the state participated in prayer services, fasting and processions marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches across districts held special services where the faithful gathered for prayers, singing hymns and Bible readings reflecting on the sacrifice and suffering of Jesus Christ. Many believers also took part in Way of the Cross processions, symbolically retracing Christ's final journey, while others observed fasting as an act of penance and spiritual renewal. Naglan Governor Nath Kishore Yadav, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio have extended greetings on the occasion. Governor Yadav said, Good Friday reminds everyone of the supreme sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ and his enduring message of love, forgiveness and compassion. He added, Easter signifies hope, renewal and the triumph of life over death. The governor hoped that these sacred occasions inspire people to strengthen the bonds of unity, peace and harmony and guide in building a just, inclusive and compassionate society for all. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio expressed hope that the message of Good Friday would strengthen faith among citizens, renew hearts, and inspire all to live with grace, courage, and conviction. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on the polling day for upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu, and West Bengal. It said, all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and union territory governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. The Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has demonstrated a strong and sustained commitment to passenger safety, security and public service through the commendable performance of its Railway Protection Force during the financial year 2025-26. NFR's Chief Public Relations Officer Kapinjal Kishore Sharma said that through intensified surveillance, swift response mechanisms and a proactive enforcement strategy, the RPF has significantly strengthened security across railway premises, ensuring a safer and more secure travel environment for passengers throughout its jurisdiction. During the period, a total of 2,355 mobile phones were blocked, 1,265 devices were successfully traced, and 291 phones were recovered, out of which 264 were returned to the rightful owners. During the year, the RPF registered 219 cases related to the theft of passenger belongings, leading to the arrest of 285 individuals. The RPF also major recoveries during the period, seizing contraband worth 1.29 crore rupees and narcotics valued at 55.29 crore rupees. And Naglan wrapped up an impressive campaign at the first Khelo India Tribal Games in Chhattisgarh, securing a total of 7 medals. The state added 2 more medals to its tally, clinching a gold in the women's team recurve archery event and a bronze in the women's individual recurve event. In total, Naglan finished the meet with 2 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze medals. The Khelo India Tribal Games began in Chhattisgarh on the 25th of March and concluded on April 3. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has congratulated the state's athletes for their outstanding performance at the first Khelo India Tribal Games 2026. Mr. Rio described their achievement as inspiring and a proud moment for the state. He said their success on the national stage sets a strong example for aspiring sportsperson across Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.